you know, everyone knows that I was ill, I had cancer. And when I was treated in the hospital, that's why, you know, this illness is a mercy from God to bring people back to Him. And in reality, wallahi, Allah is my witness. God is my witness. I felt sorry for those who do not believe in God because I saw them. Three people around me died. And you know, those who claim that they are atheists, I said, come here and you can realize that there is God. I heard him. God, help me. God, help me. God is a mercy for us. This is a message for non-Muslims.
Walaikum as-salam. Is this Ali Dawah?
It's just in London, by the way.
Huh?
I don't remember. We were in Salam Studio.
Huh?
Ali Dawah and Muhammad Hijab.
This today is the meeting, not over there.
Okay. Because he's your father. Your father intercedes for this. I can sense in your heart your positive here. You should be proud of a son like this, mashallah. Yeah. Now we know. We say in Arabic, هذا الشبل من ذلك الأسد. يعني this shibble young young
cup,
lion
cup,
huh?
cup lion.
Yeah. Lion cup, yes, yeah. From this lion. This is a statement we say in our first of all jazakallah khair, but let me embarrass you in front of the camera. So he says that he has been trying to get in touch with me for how many years?
No. I tried one time.
One time. So just
but my intention
confirms,
was
confirms yeah. that it was your
yeah.
mistake.
One time we spoke. Remember when we spoke?
Yes.
Yeah, we spoke. It was my mistake.
Yeah.
So I wasn't trying like constantly.
Exactly.
But I meant to say was I had the intention. I wanted to.
Alhamdulillah. At least the intention is there.
Yeah.
Because the action of the intention of the believer is better than his action.
Go ahead. That's what I want
yeah.
to know.
I was studying the main reasons for success. From management perspective, from an Islamic perspective, because I studied management a lot as well, and I like management. And I found that there are three key reasons for success. First of all, the clarity of vision. Second one, commitment for that vision. And third one, networking with people who share with you that vision. These three, mentioned by all books of management. And subhanAllah, you find that those three have been heavily mentioned in Quran and Sunnah and stressed on. The first one, clarity of vision, is the intention. The first hadith in Sahih al-Bukhari is what?
Intention.
Actions are judged by intention. Intention is another form of vision. What do you want to do? What do you want to achieve? This is your intention. Second one, which is commitment, is actually sabr. Sabr is not the negative sabr that we understand. It is the positive sabr. Commitment, perseverance. Yeah? As the Prophet ﷺ says, as-sabr diya, as-sabr is enlightenment. Yeah? So this is the second reason for, or the second factor for success. And the third one is networking with others who share with you this vision, which is wahda, unity. And you see Sharia stressed a lot on what? On unity. وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. Yeah, hold all of you upon the rope of Allah جل وعلا and don't be disunited. Brothers, sisters, for your success, have a vision, be committed to achieve that vision with commitment in your life in general. And the third thing, be a person of unity, be part of a jama'ah, and be part of the ummah at large.
So for some not yet Muslims out there, they heard you say this word Sharia, and some people, their neck is, the hairs on their neck are standing.
Yeah.
Because now they're programmed to think Sharia, a boogeyman's come to get me.
No. Sharia simply means Islam. As simple as this. And by the way, Sharia, you find it everywhere, including America.
Please explain.
There is Sharia in America.
Yeah?
Sah. Is that true or not? People are praying according to Sharia, isn't it? Women are wearing hijab according to Sharia. Mm-hmm. Yeah? So this is part of Islam. People think wrongly, non-Muslims, think that Sharia is limited to what? Cutting the hands of the thief, etc., etc., etc. No, this is not Sharia. Love is part of Sharia. You know, sometimes in my teachings, I say to people, when they make mistakes, I will punish you according to Sharia. Yeah? Then they think, oh, Sheikh. Then I say, come. I will deal with you according to Sharia. And then the person comes, and I hug him.
You hear that?
Yeah? He said, what is this? I said, love is part of Sharia. In fact, love is a main element of Sharia. Justice is the main element of Sharia. Justice. Allah Jalla wa'ala says in the Quran, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ وَإِيتَاءِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى وَيَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ وَالْبَغِي يَعِظُكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ. Allah enjoins us to establish what? Justice. Or Allah enjoins justice. And إحسان means going beyond justice, which is what? To do mercy, to have mercy and to apply mercy on people. And then treating your relatives with more kindness because they are that close circle of us.
Is it true that now the penal code, which a lot of the Islamophobes, they try to scare people with, that it only makes up, what about, is it true, 1% of the Quran?
What?
The hudud, the punishment, the penal code.
It's just a very tiny part of Islam.
Yeah.
Yeah? And why? Because now, to be honest with you, wherever I travel, Islam is on rise. People are looking for solutions. People, they want spiritual guidance. They want spiritual treatment, spiritual medicine. You know, we all know that they say in 2030 or something, the main illness in the world is what? Mental illnesses. Mm-hmm. Yeah? What those mental illnesses, what is the main cure for those mental illnesses? Connection with Allah.
With the Creator. Connection with the Creator. Yeah. Isn't it true that in the Bible, when you open up the Arabic Bible, Sharia is in there? Didn't Moses, didn't Moses bring the Sharia?
Yeah, because he has, the word Sharia means law, means my way.
Yeah.
Yeah, the way. This is the word Sharia. I mean, yeah. So doesn't people should not be scared or have Sharia phobia or something like this. They should not have something like
this. So Jesus brought it, Moses brought it, and the last and final message sent to mankind, Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him. He's a prophet for all of mankind, even them.
Exactly. Is that right? The Quran says in many places, Ya ayyuhan nas, is addressing the entire mankind. Yeah, the Quran did not come for Muslims, for believers, for certain people, for everyone, to give them guidance and to give them hope. And so that's why, you know, if I may just transgress, what is the word? Divert a little bit.
Yeah.
Shift. Everyone knows that I was ill, I had cancer. And when I was treated in the hospital, you had chemotherapy. If you know about chemotherapy, I lost my beard, I lost my energy, I lost a lot of weight. It drives you crazy.
Yes.
Yeah? In the middle of the night, you are ill, you are tired, you are down, you are suffering from all types of problems. And you don't know whether you are going to be cured, you are going to die, you have pain from one side, you don't know what is happening to our family, etc., etc. What are you going to do? You wake up in the middle of the night because of pain. What are you going to do? You need someone who is powerful to talk to him, to take your grief and anxiety, to complain to him. And not only that, if you know that there is someone who is the most powerful one, he's your creator, and he listens, he listens, and he will help you. He's the only one to help you. That will put a lot of peace in your heart. And that's why, you know, this illness is a mercy from God to bring people back to him. And in reality, wallahi, Allah is my witness. God is my witness. I felt sorry for those who do not believe in God because I saw them. Three people around me died.
SubhanAllah.
Yes. One person who died just the night before when they brought him, he was totally finished. And they were giving him morphine, very high dose of morphine, anti-pain, painkillers. I said to him, listen, I think, anyway, whatever his name was, no one will help you except God. I just want to help them.
You're trying to help them because you love, yeah.
I felt sorry for them.
Yeah.
And you know those who claim that they are atheists, I said, come here and you can realize that there is God once you are in that situation. So this person, in the middle of the night, Allah is my witness, he used to wake up and he used to say, God, I heard him. God, help me. God, help me. This is the natural disposition. And then the second day he passed away. We need God. God is a mercy for us. This is a message for non-Muslims. Listen, guys, do whatever you want to do for Muslims. Muslims will flourish. Islam is the religion of this position. You are not going, if the entire world, yeah, gather together against Islam and Muslims, they will not be able to finish Islam and Muslims. In fact, every time they come against Islam and Muslims, Islam will flourish more and more. Here, we are in Bosnia now, yeah? There was the war against Muslims. Muslims, after the war, they are better than Muslims before the war. With the war. Yes or no?
Yes, alhamdulillah.
Yes or no?
Yes.
Everyone, I visited Bosnia 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. And now I see Bosnia much better than 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, subhanAllah, the war brought people back to Islam. So if you want to wage wars against us, I don't want to say thank you, yeah? But you are in reality bringing people back to Islam. Whatever you do against Islam, because it is the religion of the most powerful one, God. So I'm not worried. From this perspective, I am not worried at all. Islam will continue flourishing. I see this, wallahi, I see this. That's why I'm overconfident about this. I have no problem. Let alone that Quran confirmed this. God himself confirmed this. I really feel sorry for non-Muslims. Because they need God in their life. They need God. They need someone to empower them. Spiritually, socially, intellectually. For them to face the challenges of this life. And no one can empower them to face the challenges of this life like God, Him only. That's it. Let alone, I want all of them to go to paradise with us so we enjoy the luxury of paradise. And last thing, maybe we took a long time. I said to many non-Muslims, you know, intellectuals, academics, journalists, show me one thing that is wrong in Islam. One thing, what does wrong mean? One thing in Islam that is harmful. One thing that is really harmful. I say to them, okay, another thing. I say to them, I can discuss this with you, okay? But give me another thing. They say, what about Sharia? I said, all of you, if you are intellectuals and academics, you know that if they are talking about punishments, that those punishments deter what? Crime. And where there are some harsh punishments, the crime rate goes down. David Cameron himself, when his bike was stolen, he was very angry, yeah? And he said, next time I'll bring Sharia.
He said that.
Yeah, yeah, this is, Google it, you will find it. It is there, yeah? Uh-huh. What does it mean? Deep down, he understands that these harsh punishments will stop such crimes, okay? So, even those rules, they are not. They did not come to harm people. They came to bring peace to people. I challenge anyone, and let any non-Muslim accept my challenge through your channel, to bring one thing that is harmful. But we need to discuss it intellectually, not just to, Sharia says this about homosexuals, or Islam says this about legal punishments, or we want intellectual discussion.
So you'll intellectually discuss it academically to see the context of why
exactly.
Such things are described.
Anything in Islam that is harmful. Everything in Islam is for the benefit of humanity.
Because it's from the divine. It's from the
Creator.
Because
it is from the divine.
Yeah, beautiful. In Sarajevo, here in Bosnia, we couldn't have planned this better. Allah is the best of planners.
But this is a very casual one. Yeah. Okay.
Inshallah, we'll bring you some more.
Tell him that you are my secretary.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Is this Ali Dawa? Hi. Yeah. This is Eddie. I'm taking messages for the Sheikh. Can I go ahead and take one? Yes. Can I take a message? This is Eddie. Are you Ali Dawa? Are you the guy that gives a lot of dawa? Are you friends with a guy named Hijab?
Well, I helped him with the hijab.
Does he? What's his first? Muhammad Hijab?
Yes, it was Muhammad, but then I put the hijab on.
Is he the one that puts you in a pretzel lock with the jiu-jitsu?
Yeah.
This is Eddie, brother. You know who this is? Yeah. How you doing, brother? How you? Good. we do a little prank on you. How you doing, brother? How's everything? Good. Yeah. We're together.
And I'm learning from you now. He said one of them. Yeah, his father is passing away, and he's taking selfie next to his father, and he say, "Oh yeah, my father is." He said, "Make du'a for your father." For better than
Sheikh.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So there's components to just the many fabrics trying to examine. We got our brother from London, the UK, in Sarajevo, accepted Islam 25 years ago.
Yeah, you're making me sound old now.
Huh?
Yeah, 25 years ago.
25 years ago.
Yeah.
After investigating for about a year and a half.
That's right, yeah. About a year. I was looking through Ahmed Didat videos. I was watching debates between different people, reading books, on and off. I'm not saying I was doing it every single day, but that was in 1993. And it got to a stage where it was no longer a choice for me, alhamdulillah.
When you see people, you've been dedicated.
Yeah.
What has been the key to your dedication? And now, how do you feel when you see people coming in and now some, unfortunately, leaving Islam? What advice do you have for them? And when you see this, what thoughts flow through your mind?
I mean, dedication is a big word. I mean, I hope that Allah accepts from all that we do. But the best thing that can dispel all of those kind of things is really just simple knowledge.
Knowledge, huh?
Just the importance of knowledge, which will dispel these kind of shubuhat, these doubts that appear. These doubts are always, newer doubts always appearing. So the importance of knowledge and being able to just get rid of those doubts straight away, not allowing them to fester in your mind, to build in your mind, to then create confusion and whatnot. So, you know, being with people of knowledge and studying and seeking Allah's help all times is the best way, inshallah ta'ala, to try and, you know, keep...
Reminds me of the hadith where the Prophet ﷺ said that the knowledgeable person, the alim, the scholar, you know, is heavier on shaitan than 1,000, is that right, 1,000 worshippers? This hadith?
Yeah, I mean, there's also that, you know, the example of the alim is the example, or the scholar is the example of the full moon at the night.
Yeah.
And all the servants are like small stars.
Yeah.
So the impact of a knowledgeable person is so much greater than a person who is... just a normal servant. You know, not everyone's going to become a scholar. You know, that's acceptable. But at least have the basic knowledge about
solid,
your religion.
Be solid on just that, the basics, on your foundation.
Exactly.
Because if the foundation is strong, the house will be strong.
Yeah, exactly.
If the foundation is weak, you're going to crumble.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Shaitan and his army and his shubuhat, these doubts, are constantly fighting. And if you don't have something in between yourself and that, maybe one day something just enters your mind and then causes you to just go on a, you know, bad path, you know, strange path and misguided path. So
beautiful, man.
Knowledge is really important, man.
Really nice seeing you.
Very quick, thank you.
In Sarajevo.
Yes.
Shotokan.
Shotokan.
Yeah. A lot of punching.
Yeah.
May Allah bless them,
all
bless
of us,
you,
all of us,
bless all of us.
You and your family, all of us.
Zashallah. Zashallah.